Well, today on Ask Bob, I thought we would, we have plenty of your questions to ask him, but every now and then I like to throw him a varietal of wine and just kind of learn the nuts and bolts, the ABCs, if you will, as we kind of uncork something maybe that you're not as familiar with. And I picked for today, Viognier.
Great variety, fashionable, chic, slick, just kind of a trendy grape that deserves to be trendy. Okay, it is a single variety that hails from the southern Rhone, where you have this mélange, this goulash of different grape varieties that you can find to make both reds and whites, and Viognier is a strong producer. It is contributory also to white wine called Condrieu. Say that fast, huh? Condrieu from the northern Rhone. But Viognier, the reason I like Viognier is because it has a wonderful aroma, great presence on the palate, and you don't have to wait a lifetime in order to drink it. In fact, I prefer, and I think you should, drink your Viogniers fairly young.
So you don't let it sit on the shelf.
This isn't like a lot of Southern Rhone whites or white Burgundy or white Bordeaux, where letting it sit in the cellar for a long time will help it. Viognier, I like within the first 3 to 4 years of its vintage, and it delivers peaches and flowers, and it's got a beautiful depth to its color. It's not a light mamby-pamby wine. It can have a pretty strong alcohol sometimes because Viognier needs a warm climate to grow in. Warmth typically translates into a little more sugar, which translates into a little more alcohol.
Well, and I know there's a lot of it going on over on Northwest Wine Night. We've been tasting a lot of Viognier lately, so you can find it all around the Northwest.
Absolutely. We have a welcoming home. The Columbia Valley of Eastern Washington is a warm growing area, and Viognier has excelled. What I think we've got to be careful for as winemakers is that we don't get the alcohol too high, because with the high alcohol, and I've had a couple of 15 percenters, and I can't drink much of them, but what it does is it robs the freshness and the delicacy of the flowers and the stone fruits like peach and nectarine and apricot.